Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Dear Mama by Tupac. Gang, we're here with Raise a Child, which does extraordinary work, and we've got Rich Valenza and Cleo King in the studio with us. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you both
Thank
here.
You.
Rich, give us the elevator speech. If people say, what is Raise a Child? What would your response be?
Raise a Child is in the business of building families, loving families for foster kids. And we started out really focusing on helping the LGBTQ community build families, and we're still doing that, and we're welcoming everybody to the party.
Oh, nice. And how long has it been around?
This is our ninth year. So we have like over 20,000 people in our database that one time or another showed interest, and really a few thousand people across the country that have built families with a little bit of our help.
Wow. So. Cleo, tell us about your family.
Oh, I saw
the video. It was beautiful. The video was beautiful.
Thank you. You know, it's so exciting because, you know, as an actor, you think, I'll get around to it and I'll have kids. I'll get around to it. But what you realize is your career, it takes precedent over all of it.
Yes.
And then you're like, why? But then you want to make sure you don't do it too soon. So the good thing is we have our boy. And we got him when he was 4 and a half. We had him when he was 4 and a half. And he's about to be 12 next month.
Oh, my gosh.
And we are ecstatic.
Wow.
My wife and I have been together for 16 and a half years. And we went back and forth. Like, I really wanted to adopt, and she was not interested. And then we went back and forth and back and forth. And I kept saying, even when we were dating, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So we worked through it. We broke up a couple of times, but then she agreed.
Over the decision whether to have children.
But, but we talked about it when we were dating, and she agreed.
Right.
So then when we got together, because I said, I'm going to do this, and then she said, let's just wait a while, because after we got together, she's like, this is the best relationship I've ever been in, so I don't want to have kids yet. And we'd agreed we'd start in a year. And so we went back and forth so many times, but then we did it. And when we got our boy, it was the most amazing thing. It was so amazing to adopt, because when he came home, like, we had no idea. We had even gone to adoption fairs to meet children and see if people had invited us to go. And, you know, we had met kids, and then it didn't work out. And then finally, when we had him, we were ecstatic. Like, when he came home that day, we met him. We've been waiting for months and months. And I said, if we don't have one by the time I'm, you know, my birthday in August, I'm done. So that came and went. And she's like, no, you said you want to do this. We're sticking in here until we do this. So we met him one day, and they had said, don't worry, you'll have 3 months to meet him, and then you'll spend time and get to know him. And then we met him on a Monday. We observed him in school on Tuesday. We had a play date Wednesday, and he moved in on Friday.
You fast-tracked it.
Yes! And it was incredible.
Wow.
It was incredible. It was the most incredible thing. So we just have one. We thought we would do more, but we have one, and he is amazing.
Yeah.
And he is a pure athlete. He is a joy. And, you know, even after coming home at 4 and a half, you know, he wanted to know if he came in our tummy. You know, he asked questions, and
right.
We talked it all out, and even though he kind of knew, he still wanted to know what we were going to say. So I said to him, now, you didn't come in my tummy, and I touched my stomach. I said, but you did come in my heart, and I touched my heart. I said, do you think you would know the difference if you came here and touched my heart instead of here and touched my tummy? And he said, No. So he said he wouldn't know the difference if he came in my heart or my tummy. So we did. We before he came home, 8 months before, we were lighting candles. We were meditating and praying for him, that, for his safety. Mm. And he has been a joy and a delight.
That, you know, there are states that are kind of backwards, that are trying to prohibit LGBT people from adopting children, arguing that a child needs a mommy and a daddy. That's what they need, or I don't know.
So, but you know, it's
they also blame us for coronavirus. But I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about that. What would you both say to those sort of critics?
I would say it's the same with people saying, oh, I don't believe a white family should adopt black children, or I don't believe. Look, the love is the love is the love. And I, even to my family said to me, you're too old to adopt. I said, listen, if you were a child who needed a family, would you prefer no parents or older parents? And my vote is always older parents.
Yeah.
So for me, it doesn't matter. You give your children what they need. I was in a home with a mother and a father. My dad didn't live in the home, so I was literally with a single mom. So I would see my dad on weekends. It doesn't matter where the love come from. Mm-hmm. Give the children the love. And you can always have guy time. My son has two mommies, but guess what? We make sure he has guy time. Mm-hmm. There's several men in his family that he gets to go and have guy time, and he loves it. They do stuff that we wouldn't do. Like when I see them do on the trampoline turning backwards, I think to myself, oh God, don't do that with him. Don't do. And you know what? It's fine. Wow. Guys do that, and no matter where the love comes from, two mommies, two daddies, one mommy, six parents, divorce, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Love is love, yeah.
Yes.
Rich, I mean, the studies all show that there's no difference. Children that are raised by two moms or two dads or one parent all
absolutely
turn out the same.
In fact, many studies show that LGBT parents take much better care or significantly better care of the kids. I heard from LA County Department of Children and Family Services when we first started Raise a Child that anecdotally, they saw that LGBT parents were taking their kids and finding more therapies, more services, and enrolling, you know, their daughters in sports and their sons in the arts and vice versa. It didn't matter. But we as a community, I feel each one of us has our own story of being somewhat rejected maybe from our families, maybe not each of us, but I know I did in my own family, and I grew up in a terrific family, but it took me a few years to get them used to the idea that, you know, this son was gay. And I think that it gives LGBT people a certain insight into some of the rejection. It's not exactly the same, but foster kids go through life kind of with the same kind of feeling in their hearts that they've been rejected maybe by their parents or whatever the case may be. And I think we as a community have this love in our heart that we can instill upon our kids. And I'm so proud of the families that I've seen, you know, grow up through Raise a Child and receive our help. I don't know. We're a fantastic community, and you cannot tell me that what my partner and I have done for our two kids that we adopted could have been done any better by a straight married couple or whoever. We've done our best, and our kids show that.
That's awesome.
And you know, we build our village. You know, so many times when you know it's you're going to adopt, you build your village. Just with any family, you know that, you know what, we're going to adopt and we're going to need help, we're going to need people, and you know you have to be FBI fingerprinted to make sure you're safe, but you build your friends and your family around you to help with your children. And that's the joy. You put people in place who can help, and you make sure they get what they need. If they need to go and be physical, you make sure you get a 19-year-old nanny, you know, or you get a friend that says, we can go to the park and play volleyball or basketball.
Uh-huh.
And you get out there and do it, too.
Yeah, you do it. Gang, coming up next when we come back, more about foster parenting with Cleo King and Rich Valenza here on Channel Q. That's Oh Mother by Christina Aguilera. Gang, we are in studio with Cleo King and Rich Valenza talking about Raise a Child. And as I was preparing for the show, I thought, I can't even keep a houseplant alive. I cannot imagine bringing home a young life and being responsible. I mean, you both are parents. Did you have a conversation like that internally? Like, can I do this as a, can I be a parent?
See, I always knew I could, and I always knew I would. I'm from a large family. I'm the youngest of six. I grew up the youngest of six, and I always knew I wanted to be a parent, and I was so afraid. And people used to say, well, you're going to have a kid? And I used to say, I can't even carry a soda for 9 months, so I know I can't have no babies. But I knew I wanted to be a parent. And the funny thing is that when he came home with support. He came with his therapist. He came with his social worker. They had planned to spend 4 hours, and we had seen him 3 days, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he came home Friday, and they had planned to spend 4 hours with us to help us come together. And when he came home, he started walking up the walkway to the house, and I was so ecstatic. I started singing, and he started walking to the music as I was singing, and I was singing, and he was walking, and I was singing, and he was walking, and then he started moving to my singing. And the therapist and the social worker had worked with him for over 2 years, almost three, and they said they had never seen him take to anybody like this in his life. They stayed less than an hour because he was so comfortable and so at home. Like, they were like, we've never seen this before. But it was just something in me. Of course, I'm a singer. Of course, I'm an actor. But the joy of my child coming home was the most incredible feeling in me that I've ever experienced.
You've seen, I assume, Auntie Mame with Rosalind Russell.
Yes.
I mean, she is the ultimate foster parent. She inherits her deceased brother's child, and she's living this lifestyle of, you know, insanity and party town, and that opening scene where she's got the lesbians and the derby hats, and, you know, and then she suddenly got this young life, and she becomes changed in the process of parenting that young Patrick.
And it's wonderful, because when that little spirit comes home, it's amazing. Like, I remember when he came home, the joy of him, like, he said, we had a play date, and they said, take him to McDonald's. He loves McDonald's. So we went to McDonald's. He got a Happy Meal, and he wanted apple slices. And I thought, wow, that's great that he wanted apple slices. It's so good. And then he said he wanted to go to the bathroom. And I looked at the social worker, because she was with us, and I said, he's going to the bathroom. Should you go? And she goes, and she moved her hands as if to say, you go with him. And I thought, oh boy, I'm going. So I stood outside the door, and he went to the bathroom. And then I said to him, now, do you wipe after the bathroom? He said, no. I said, oh, okay. All right, great. Let's go. Like, you realize just how much you don't know, and then how much you do know. But we were willing to walk through together. And the joy, when we had that play date at McDonald's, I showed him all the pictures of our home. I showed him his room. I showed him his bathroom. I showed him our kitchen. I showed him everything. And he was like, wow. And he loved being on my phone. And at 4 years old, I was blown away at how well he knew how to work my phone. Mm. And now that he's 11, about to be 12, wow. You know? Wow. What a great kid. You know, things are difficult, but we work through all of it. It's like any kid. Nobody's perfect.
My best friend, Diane, she and her wife raised two boys who turned out to be just normal heterosexual males, both got married and everything. But Diane had children. She was an open lesbian mom in the 70s. Right?
Wow.
Yeah, long time ago. Wow. And her biggest concern was not what people would say to her about having kids, but what kids on the playground would say to her boys about having two moms. Oh. So is there anything that you tell LGBT parents about what happens when your kids come home from school and they've had to share, oh, I've got two dads or I've got two moms, and the bullying that may occur around that, if any?
So I've practiced, and I suggest to other parents, that you be very frank and honest with kids. If kids are old enough to ask the question, you need to, you know, moderate what you're saying. But if they're asking the questions, you need to give them the answers. So I remember when my kids came home at our place, every night I would sit on the edge of their bed and say individually to them that, you know, there are all kinds of families out there. There are families of a mom and a dad. There are families with just a mom, just a dad, sometimes two moms, two dads, but it's all okay. And I would say that night after night after night. And my daughter was in kindergarten when I started it. In second grade, I kind of phased out. I figured by this time they got it. And I went to school to pick them up, and the teacher called me aside. My daughter's teacher in second grade called me aside, and she said, "You would be so proud of what your daughter did today." And I said, "What's that?" And she said, "The kids were around her saying, 'Well, where's your mom? Why don't you have a mom?'" And she stood up and she wagged her finger back and forth, and she said to them exactly what I had been saying to them. "You know, there are families with mom," and she went through everything. And I was so proud in that moment. We just got to be honest with kids.
Mm. And you know, for me, once in preschool, my friend's son, the little girl that he liked, she said, "Where's your dad?" And he goes, "I don't have a dad. I have two moms." She goes, "Everybody has a dad, silly. Where's your dad?" He goes, "Listen, the joy is having two parents. Sometimes there's one parent, sometimes there are two. I have two parents. Winning." That was it.
I love the story of both your kids. That's awesome. Website, if people want to learn more about Raise a Child, maybe they're thinking about foster parenting.
John, it's very easy. It's raiseachild.org. So I welcome everybody to come take a look at raiseachild.org. Sign up with us. We're happy to reach out to you. We have a team of people that are current foster or adoptive parents or former foster youth that are here to help you.
Awesome.
So. And it's not expensive. A lot of people think it takes thousands and thousands of dollars, $30,000 to adopt children. That's not the case. Mm. It's not the case. You can get children. We have support for you in every way. It doesn't take thousands of dollars. I mean, our whole process was less than $1,000 to adopt a child because they give you so much support. Raise a Child gives so much support. And I've been, you know, I love what I do with Raise a Child and working with them because it brought my family closer together because we got our little one.
Yeah. Cleo King, Rich Valenza, you're doing God's work, both of you.
Thank you. This is just
awesome. Thank you, gang.
When we come
back, we're going to move from this happy moment to post-primary blues after Super Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in here on Channel Q.